I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach Pat Counsell. What does it mean when you allow someone else to talk you out of your dream, or when you decide to give up on your dream based on what you see on the news or what you've heard someone else say, or when you actually embrace the opinion of naysayers? Well, on Designing Your Life today, we're going to talk about what all that means and what you can do about it. So let's get to it. At some point, you're either rebuilding, transitioning, or figuring out how to level up in life. No matter where you are in life, success begins in the present moment. It's all about developing you and designing your life today. The exciting news is you can start where you are, and you can win bigger than ever by deciding to build your ultimate dream life and fund your dream life by building your dream business. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that brings you the truth about what it takes to achieve. We discuss both the science and art behind becoming successful at achieving your life and business goals. I'm your host, goal achievement strategist, author, and business coach, Pat Counsell. This is the podcast where you get strategies, you'll get some education, you'll get ideas, and most importantly, you'll get inspired to get results. It's time to open your mind and get ready to release the power of your magnificent mindset. This is how we do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. Once again, I'm goal achievement strategist and business coach Pat Counsell. And today we're going to talk about why you should stick to your dream no matter what. What is that thing that you've been called to do? What are you excited about? What's going on with your goals as we come to the end of 2019? Are you struggling to make something happen? Or have you stopped believing that it can happen for you? Let's talk about why you should stick to your dreams. Now, all month long, we've been talking about fear and kind of how to recognize it in some of the different forms that it shows up in. But today, we're still going to talk about fear, but we're going to talk about it, a form that it shows up in, that it can be pretty clear or not so clear that this is fear that's being put into you. And that's the fear of others. People always have an opinion about how you should live your life and the box that you should put yourself in, and you don't feel like you should be in that box, and you feel like, oh man, I have to go with someone else's flow just so I can fit in, so I can have friends, or so I can feel comfortable kind of living my life around these people. Well, you know what? When you do that, you are giving up on the best part of who you are, or the best parts, because there's a lot going on with that. So we're going to talk about why you should ignore the fear from others, as well as why stick to your dream. Now, the thing about giving up on your dreams, if you have an idea or a thought and a goal and it's not happening, sometimes we go to people, and I'm always amazed at this, but I get it. Human nature does prevail. And as human beings, we like to establish connections. So we're connected to people, friends, family, and those are the people that we trust for the most part. I can hear some of you out there saying, yeah, you haven't met my family. Listen, stop that. But anyway, let's press on. So the point that I'm getting to here is that these are people that you've come to trust, or these are people that you share things with. And sometimes they will talk you out of it. They will put that fear in you. They will tell you about some story that they heard on the news, or some study that they read that shows the doom and gloom of life and all the reasons why this thing will not work and that it's not that big of a deal. So here's the thing. First of all, when it comes to sticking to your dream, you want to stick to your dream no matter what. If it's something that you believe in and you feel like you are led to do, called to do, stick to it. Because When you go, and as I was about to say, that this amazes me that we go to people who are not experts in that area. And I use the word expert kind of tongue in cheek, because you know what? The so-called experts are sometimes not even experts. Honestly speaking, I got to say it, okay? It's going to sting a bit if you got a PhD. But just because a person has a PhD, that does not mean that they know all the answers about that particular subject. Now, have they put their focus on it? Have they specialized or kind of sent a clear message that, listen, this is what I want to specialize in. This is what I specialize in. Yes, but that does not mean that they have all the answers, because guess what? Just when we think we have all the answers, as people continue to study things and learn new things and we continue to evolve as human beings, we have new discoveries going on every single day. Just a few years ago, we were told, oh no, don't eat eggs because it's going to jack up your cholesterol and you're going to all have heart attacks and that's going to be the end of the whole human race. All right, I'm exaggerating a bit. But the point that I'm making is that now all of a sudden eggs are not so bad. So you want to really understand that the people that you get your advice from, the people that whose opinion that you buy into, oh, and by the way, it would not be right if I didn't say that includes me. Okay, not really. Okay, no, it really does. That includes me. No human being knows it all. We all have some kind of area of expertise. We have a level of knowledge. We have things that we've learned. Some of us have, let's say, a tremendously strong in sense of intuition. Some of us have a higher level of wisdom than others. Some of us have wisdom in specific areas. So you have to really use your own personal wisdom and do some thinking on your own before you make a decision to give up your dream. When you give up your dream, you decide, you know what, I'm not sticking with this. It's going to leave you with an unfulfilled feeling, which, by the way, that's a big clue that you're giving up on something that you really love. And you're going to limit your lifestyle at that point. Understand, if money is energy, and this is kind of a no-brainer, if money is energy and thoughts are energy and thoughts become things, then guess what? This thing that you're passionate about, there's some energy behind it, some massive, massively positive, productive energy behind that. Now, if you haven't gotten the results that you're after, then you have to look at some other areas. It does not mean that you're supposed to give up on that dream. It does not mean because there are so many people in the market that you should not, that you should run away from that. It doesn't always mean that. Okay, I get it. There are people who've given advice like that. And as a result of them following that advice, it's worked for them. But there's also some people who've gone into the exact same market and they blazed their own trail. In other words, they created a path within the same market that no one wanted to create, or no one was walking down that path up until they blazed that trail, up until they created that path. And then once they did it, then people went, oh, wow, I think I want to do that too. It does work. So my point is, don't give up on your dream. A strong indicator that you're actually giving up on a dream, as I said, is that you feel unfulfilled. And at this point, you're going to limit your lifestyle. You don't want to limit your lifestyle because someone else is telling you why this won't work, why this isn't good. Wow, really? So you were put on this earth to live in someone else's shadow. No, you were not. Yep, I said it. There it is. So you're putting your belief, once again, in a human being, and we can give you opinions based on fact. And as I said, say a kind of wisdom, specialized wisdom or gut instinct, or, you know, we've actually studied certain things for years. And so we've mastered it. And to me, what makes you a master of something is not that you read a bunch of books on the subject. What makes you a master to me is that you read a bunch of books and you did, you created your own theories, your own thinking. You tested your own theories, your own hypothesis, and you prove something within that field that no one else has done. Now you are, in fact, the master. So think about it. When you think about people who've done really well in certain areas of life, you can kind of just really remember or think about specific people. I mean, Albert Einstein, people know who he is and what he stands for. Okay. He kind of blazed his own trail. This is a guy who was supposedly dumb and ignorant, couldn't learn, but look how he turned out. So you have to understand, same thing with Thomas Edison. Okay. So you need to take a look at all of that and understand that at the end of the day, your dream is your dream. Your calling is your calling. And no one has the right to tell you that it isn't. Okay. And if you're going to fail at it, you know what? Fail all by yourself. In other words, get out there, have the courage to go for it and ignore the fear from others. Now, honestly speaking, when people tell you these things and they're talking you out of your dream, they're not doing it always to be mean. I don't know of anybody who does that. Not that it doesn't happen, but they're not doing it just to be mean to you. What they're doing is they're trying to protect you. Really, you're a grown up. So grow up, get out of that little bubble and go and scrape your knees a couple of times. Don't worry, they'll heal. So here's the other thing. First of all, you feel unfulfilled. You live a limited life. Secondly, you are weakening your own courage, especially if you're buying into the fear of others. Energy is transferable. This is why you can walk into a room where everybody's laughing and everyone's having a great time and everyone's happy. And you can have had the worst day of your life. And all of a sudden, your energy level is going to start to go up. You're going to start to feel a little bit better about having the worst day of your life. You're going to feel a little bit better. Okay. So because energy is transferable. Of course, the other side of that coin is if you're like the misery of all miserable people or miserable of all miserable people, then one of the things that can happen is you can go in and kind of bring the whole room down. I'm just saying, don't do that. But the point is energy is transferable. So if someone else is kind of putting their fear into your life based on their limited thinking, their limited beliefs, don't buy into it. Okay. Don't let someone else weaken your courage because you need every bit of your courage to stimulate your confidence, to strengthen your confidence so that you can follow through on your dream. I know of a person who actually said, well, you know, if my wife didn't talk me out of doing everything, I would have done a lot more in my life. I would have been a lot further along. I would have made a lot more money and I would have been a lot wealthier. Now, they are wealthy to what I call the first degree, meaning like $1 million. Okay. So, and wealth is relative. You can have like $100,000 and zero debt and you might be all right. But I'm just saying, okay, not really. You need more than that, but you get the point. So the thing is, though, is that he kept blaming his wife. And I asked him, I said, I don't understand. What did she do? Did she absolutely forbid you from doing something? No, but, you know, she was always afraid and she was always overly cautious. So I listened to what she had to say and I limited myself. Really? That's your fault, dude. So you get the point? It's like, okay, you allowed someone else to weaken your courage. Okay, not to mention the fact that you're like a man. So, you know, be polite to your wife, be kind to her, say, look, honey, I love you, but this is something I must do. And I believe I can win at it. Okay, don't blame your wife. Okay, Adam did that in the beginning. So weak. All right, enough about that. That's not what this today's show is about. So the point is that you don't want to let anyone weaken your courage. And that's what it means when you give up on your dream. At some point, I've met people who've actually stopped trying. And then when I have a conversation with them and we're talking and, you know, I'm an excited person. I'm a happy person. Okay. And have I failed? Oh, man, I've had some like really messed up failures. And you guys know my definition of failure is just limited thinking. It's caused by limited thinking. It's caused by fear, which is still limited thinking. So I've had that happen to me. But you know what? I don't let that stop me. I shake it off. Okay, after a while, I shake it off because it stings a bit. I'm just saying. And then I move on. But the point that I'm getting to is I've talked to people who've like, wow, you know, years ago, I should have done this and I should have. Well, what happened? And they're still bringing that same silly fear with them. And then after we talk and I'm excited and I'm saying, you know what, you could do this, 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 and this. And I'm giving some solutions or ideas, I should say, that will help them to kind of come out of it or see a different perspective. All of a sudden they're like, wow, yeah, I never thought of that. I never thought of that. I think I can do this. So, you know, don't let anyone weaken your courage, which will of course weaken your confidence. So this is why you should stick to your dream, even if you fall flat on your face. Wow, there's nothing better. You ever seen a kid play and they're running and running and running and they fall, you know, flat on their face in the dirt. And then they get up and they're laughing and they just brush themselves off. They don't start crying until mommy says, "Oh, did you hurt yourself? Okay, oh, I got mommy's attention." So now they start crying. Okay, unless they're truly hurt. But if they're not, they just shake it off and they move on. So you want to look at it like that. Go for your dream. And if you fall on your face and you get a little dirty, shake it off. Okay, just brush it off and get back in the game. Get back to playing. All right, so this is why you should stick to your dream, because you certainly don't want to weaken your courage. Now, the third point that I have for you is that you weaken your gut instinct or Holy Spirit, and that the spirit in you, that still small voice that's whispering to you saying, this is the way to go. But because you're listening to a human being, okay, a finite creature, finite only in the sense that at one point they're going to depart from this earth. Okay, so matter is neither created nor destroyed. So we know that they might, I don't know, transition into a bug. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. And that's not my point. Okay, that was just a mild attempt at humor. Was it funny? I don't know. Who cares? Let's press on. But the point that I'm making is that when you weaken your gut instinct, it becomes weak because you didn't even trust your own self. You didn't trust your own instincts. You didn't trust the still small voice that said, this is the way to go. Go for it. And even if people laugh at you, if they don't agree with you, or they tell you all the reasons why it's the stupidest idea ever. At the end of the day, those kinds of comments are rooted in logic. Logic is finite. Okay, so the thing is that your spirit, your energy, it soars. It can soar and take you to a level in life that you never thought you could go to. So ignore fear from others. Don't pay attention to it. So the thing is that when that gut instinct is weakened, your power voice, and that's a phrase that I created for me, your power voice is being silenced. Anybody who wants to silence that power voice, meaning that voice that's saying, hey, you are awesome. You are magnificent. You are the bomb. You are here to do life with power. So go for your dreams. Just give it all you got. And hey, tune out the naysayers and ignore their fear. Put up your fear repellent shields or something and just tune them out so that power voice, it will be strong in you and it will guide you. I promise you that. So don't let anyone talk you out of your dream. Understand this. If God put it on your heart, if God said, hey, this is you feel called to do this, then let nothing and no one stop you. You know, we live in this society, and we're going to wrap up on this. We live in this society where everyone wants to believe what's being said to them, either through the media. You need to understand these are salaried people, human beings. And nowadays, people print things for sensationalism or to get a rise out of you or to get to draw a direction from you. So to see what you're thinking, to get an opinion out of you, stay away from that if it's taking you from your dream. Understand that. You need to know that this person's opinion may be of value, okay? But you get to decide how valuable it is. Don't allow them to inflict fear on you and cause you to buy into something that isn't real. That's going to cause you to not stick to your dream. It's a dream. You love it. You're excited about it. And just because you might be having a few challenges, that could mean that you need to learn more. That means you need to connect with the right people who can actually put some information, send some information your way that will help you. That means perhaps you need some inspiration. Sometimes we need something just as simple as that, inspiration. Somebody to say, no, you can do this. So you need to figure out what it is you need. If you believe in this dream, if you believe it's yours, don't let fear overshadow. See, fear can come sneak up on you. It comes through people. Okay. And it sometimes comes through the people that are closest to us, our loved ones. Okay. Our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, our cousins, our distant cousins. Okay. Distant cousins. Don't even listen to them. Okay. I shouldn't have said that. Too late. I said it. But the point that I'm making is that you make the final decision. If in your heart of hearts, if you shut that dream down and you are now living this boring, unfulfilled life, I say spark it back up, right? light it up again, you guys, and get out there and start doing life with power. Hey, that's all I have for you today on this magnificent Monday. Ignore the fears of others because you have what it takes to win. It's all about you deciding that you are going to do life with power. There's a lot of energy in that. Make it happen. That's it for real. Goodbye. Have a great day. Enjoy this magnificent Monday. Okay.